Hello everyone, welcome to Digital Marketing Gyan Pod, your one-stop destination to explore the latest happenings, strategies, tools, techniques and case studies in the digital marketing domain. I'm your host Prince Kumar and we have Alexandra Tifa, the president of VSG Marketing, with us today. Alex Divine is a marketing and business consultant providing a unique bridge between the old school business ideas and new generation perspective. As the president of VSG Marketing, Alex uses technology and data insights to help companies and individuals define their sales strategy and manage their digital presence. Hi Alex, a warm welcome on our show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Great. And we are excited to have you and discuss on one of the important topics, that is what are the different important steps that one should plan while executing any digital marketing project. To start our conversation of today, can you let us know a bit about your corporate journey and how the years you have been into the digital world?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll tell you a little bit about me. So I grew up in small business. Both my parents are entrepreneurs. They've had several successful businesses. And so we always talked about business at the dinner table, we always say. So I kind of grew up in a business owner mindset and I'm very familiar with the challenges that they have. So I was also very focused and determined. I thought I didn't really know there was many other careers you could have except entrepreneur. So I went to college, got a business degree and was kind of off and running. So I began an internship with VSG Marketing in 2013 or 2014, I believe. That's my 10th year with the company and have just really accelerated from there. And I've gotten to help hundreds of businesses working in a marketing agency because we have, you know, hundreds of projects at any one time and 36 to 45 clients in any one year. So I've gotten exposure to a ton of B2B marketing, specifically in the financial sector, employee benefits, manufacturing, architecture, engineering, construction. I've just gotten to kind of see a lot. So I came up on the account side at VSG, was in client service and strategy primarily, and have seen kind of what has worked and what hasn't worked on the digital side, as well as in sales enablement and with marketing technology specifically. I was a marketing director for a couple years, became the vice president and learned a lot about how you run a profitable business and was managing, you know, 12, 13 staff. And then we kind of built that company up to be acquired a year ago. So we are now a Spindustry company. Spindustry has about 50 folks, and they specialize in SharePoint development, custom .NET development, specifically e-commerce and digital solutions. And so they acquired VSG to be kind of their MarTech bolt-on, and I'm now the president of that service line. So it's been a crazy 10 years, but I've learned a lot, and now I'm really passionate about just chatting with people and seeing how I can help, sharing hard-won insights. That's what
Amazing.
It's about.
Amazing. So what does, what all different services that VSG provides out?
Yeah, so a couple different service lines. As I mentioned, Spindustry as a whole has a SharePoint division. So we offer training, development, governance, anything in Office 365 or a SharePoint environment we can help you with, technically or training-wise. And then we also provide custom web development. So pretty much any project that you have, we can find a solution for that is primarily in a .NET environment on the Spindustry side of the house. And then we have digital marketing services, of course, so that includes ads, strategy, some social management, all under the sun. And then we have a very large creative services department really on both sides of the house. So branding, strategy, audits in general, we'll do comprehensive audits. And then the VSG side of things, we offer MarTech consulting. So we talked about HubSpot, Salesforce. What is my kind of mix of tools that I use to have a successful marketing and sales team? We curate, train, implement, integrate, all that stuff. So full service, really, when you think about it. I think there's very few things that we don't do, but we those things I mentioned, we do, you know, with excellence, probably better than a lot of folks in the game. Great team.
Okay. So now, the topic that we have is very interesting because definitely people get a lot of projects out there in digital marketing, but most of them generally fail because they do not have the steps or the plan that they should be using to execute that in a proper way out. And therefore, this becomes an important part of it.
Yes.
So, can you help the audience understand that what are the important steps that should be followed? And it starts from day one till, let's say, the fourth month, fifth month, or till the time when we see that the client is, fully confident on us.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a big topic, digital marketing, and I'm going to try and not get too much in the weeds just in our short time together. So there's lots of technical steps that allows you to execute digital marketing well. But if we kind of back up, it's all basic marketing principles that we have to check off before we get to the technical. So something that we like to talk about is knowing your audience. Truly, that's what it starts with. This helps us a couple different ways. We can decide what channels, what our spend should be based on those channels, what message needs to go out and how it needs to look, just purely based on knowing our customers and our ideal customers very, very well. And the key thing that we need to do is provide value to them. And that trickles all the way down into that little final ad that you see, right? Like what's important to people, what's going to motivate them to act, and then what is their journey through your website and into the funnel. So in general, know your audience really well. If you do not know your audience, or maybe are still figuring out who your audience is, stop there and let's do some research. Let's do focus groups. Let's do surveys. Let's do outreach. Let's run tests. Tracking is a critical part of digital marketing in general, but first we have to have data and personas about who we're targeting. The other thing, and really tracking goes right along with knowing your audience, is we have to figure out if our digital marketing is going to be successful or not. And there's no way for us to tell unless we track. So a common frustration that I hear about folks working with agencies or with digital marketers in general is the marketing company will run a campaign digitally and then come to you and say, hey, we did amazing. You got 1 million impressions, or you got, 40 clicks, or you got all this kind of top of funnel stuff. Mm-hmm. And they're right. That is very good metrics to say that someone is interested in your product or service. However, business owners are like, great, but no, I don't have money in the bank, mm-hmm. right? Like a sale didn't close, my form didn't get filled out, etc. So when you start a digital campaign, figure out what success is. If we just want eyeballs, then 1 million impressions is great. We did it. We hit our goal. But if your goal is truly sales, then we need to define that for your team, and we need to have a way to track it. So think about your technology infrastructure as well. Do you have GA4 set up? Do you have conversion set up correctly? Do you have a form on your website? Sometimes we even stop there. People are like, well, I don't know. The person just called me on the phone and I made a sale. Well, great. Well, where'd that person on the phone come from? And in today's day and age, we have lots of tools to tell us exactly where those leads are coming from. And so we have to have a way to attribute it and pull comprehensive reports over time. That's why we're so passionate about marketing technology, because we can integrate the marketing activities that we do with the end of the day, like closed one sales, and we can figure out what works and what doesn't work. So tracking is a critical piece. Knowing your audience is a critical piece. And then execution is the final stage there. So if you know your audience really well and you have a way to track, then you should narrow your channels that you're gonna spend money on, or even found media, based on where your audience is. So if your audience doesn't spend a lot of time on Facebook, making that up, then maybe we shouldn't spend money and run ads there. So be very discerning with your marketing budget. Big fan of Google Ads to start if you're just starting digitally, because you can get so targeted and because it's transactional, like it's gonna get to conversion fastest, and you can do a lot with a little. So if we know those channels, then it's time to craft messages that provide value to those folks. So that could be plain text, or it could be highly visual, it could be video. You decide based on your budget. But essentially, it's the scientific method after execution. So you make your best hypothesis on what's going to work. You put it out there, you track it, and have a test group. If you have variation, that's where A/B testing comes in. Look at the results and insights, make tiny tweaks, and you do it again. You do it again and again and again. And because you have this comprehensive reporting, the idea is you get better every time. And you're spending, less money trying things and more money converting things. I would say one of the biggest takeaways that I have for people is stop thinking about marketing as a cost center. It is not an expense in your budget. It is a revenue generator. When you invest in it, you are investing in more sales if you do it correctly, which is what we're talking about right now. So that's a high level overview. If you're thinking about digital marketing or wondering why yours isn't working, those are kind of the foundational tenets.
Amazing, amazing. So we will be deep diving into few of the important topics of the point that you have mentioned about. The first one, which I would like to understand more deep, is about understanding the target audience. So generally, what we have seen upon is that when we ask for a brand, let's say there's a kind of e-commerce store out there, okay, and we as a digital marketer, when we go and say, then they say that, okay, my target audience is someone from the age group of 20 to 45, it's fan, you know, that those are things. But then that targeting does not become a kind of problem. So what should be the target audience? So let's say, because we cannot go on a broad scale, because if we are going on a broad scale, then we are not creating, or we are not narrowing down to the target audience that we want to target. So what are your advice on that?
Yeah, specific is terrific, I say, to target audience. So like you mentioned, if we say, oh, I want anybody, well, that's hard to target for. It's very expensive to do. Even like, I want anyone 20 to 65 that lives in these zip codes. That's a lot of people. So we really want to spend time defining who our services or products are a best fit for, and create a persona around that person. Who are they at a party? What are they like? What would you get them for Christmas? Let's define their personality a little bit, and identify key buying indicators that motivate that person. So there's tons of tools that can help you do this. But really, I find like find a model customer, someone you love that is a perfect fit for you that you're already working with. And a lot of companies only have two or three when they start this journey. That's fine. Bring them in, ask them questions. Why do you like us? What resonated with you? What are some factors about yourself? So do your research and just ask people. I think the human component of marketing is missing in a sad way. Just like reach out and talk to people and chat. Like, we're trying to motivate people to purchase things at the end of the day, sure. But if we could think about it like, hey, I am providing value to my friend, that's nice. And it's nice to know all the details about it. So all that to say, buying indicators and when you're defining a target audience, there's a couple things that I would recommend from a sales standpoint. Company size, annual revenue, marketing budget in general, how their team is staffed, right? So if you're looking to target someone, what is the title that you should be talking to? Is it a marketing director? Is it a CEO? Is it a CFO? What characteristics about them? Are they motivated? Narrow down industries. You can't serve everybody. So figure out which industries, like pick a top three and learn everything that you can about that industry. Get involved in trades, associations, talk with people, same thing, and start to define that profile. So really successful companies in either cold prospecting or just that have hop-in pipelines that I've seen, they know their audience very, very well. And their like buying indicators and target audience criteria list is nearly a mile long because they're that specific. And when you get that specific, you have, less of a pool to target ads to, but man, I have 20 companies that are a hot list for my salesperson to call and for us to follow up and retarget with digital marketing, which converts at a higher rate of likelihood. So it's far less quantity over quality now. It is all quality over quantity. And I think your targets really appreciate that because they can tell you're talking directly to them and you know their needs. So if you're new to target audience and you just have truly no idea who you want to serve, a good model is think about yourself. Put yourself in the customer's shoes and start there and kind of build a model off of yourself if you can. And then as you get more data and more reps with people, you'll start to define that process.
Perfect, perfect. Really like it. Now, the second important point that comes into this entire process is about the communication.
Yeah.
For each and every step, there are different communication that needs to be planned upon. The communication can be based upon, let's say, if we have started a kind of digital marketing activities for any client, the process or the communication might change from step by step. Same might also be differ based on the buyer journey. Let's say if someone is at the top of the funnel, then different communications will be there. At the bottom of the funnel, there will be different communication. So how the brand should be planning for these all communications?
Yeah, customer journey, so important. And that's service delivery is really what it is. From the second a prospect engages with your brand at all, even if they don't know who you are and they're just researching, their experience has started. And so we really have to think about curating that experience truly from start to finish. And when I say finish, I mean, I don't I want you to have repeat customers. So even think about top of funnel, they first see us, what's their impression? Then they maybe reach out to us or we reach out to them. What's that impression and how do you want that to be communicated? And think about channels. Do they prefer text, email? They want a salesperson to call them. Really curate that. Okay, and then when we bring them in and we're having that discussion, what's their experience? What materials do we need to support and sell our value? Then the deal closes. Great. What's handoff look like? How do we onboard that client so they still feel great about their decision? And then that's where I see a lot of people stop. They say, great, we got them. What's the customer journey afterwards, right? A year in, milestones, how do we take care of them? How do we appreciate them? How are we incentivizing those customers to evangelize for us and go refer us and tell their friends about us, right? It's truly a journey. So I love to get out a whiteboard and like take a sample customer and think through every single touch point that they would have in an organization and then figure out what the message needs to be, how we want to communicate with them. And then the third step after that would be, okay, what's the method? Is it text? Is it, how are we delivering this message? What makes sense? Then when you have all your touch points, figure out how you can automate them. This is the key. It's very hard to scale with individual touch points. Not saying you should never touch individually, but there's a lot of ways to automate now, right? And that's where technology again comes into play. We can have key touch points with people based on data and automation, and that can be personal, can be direct to them if we architect it correctly. And I do think with the involvement of AI, that is only going to be more prevalent, and people's expectations to be treated well throughout the process is going to be higher and higher. So it's something we absolutely cannot miss, but luckily technology is going to help us do that. Does that answer the question?
Ramble. No, definitely. Okay, cool. Yeah, definitely you have given that advice to the perfect. And you know, definitely with the intervention of AI, things are changing upon, and as a digital marketer, we should have a track upon that, how it is shaping the digital marketing.
Yes.
Right. Yep. Now, let's say, you know, we have been doing all these activities out there. Now, the businesses or the, you know, the brands will be expecting that, okay, we are doing the things into a proper way. But what are the different KPIs that you as a digital marketer are using upon, or, you know, how we should be using upon? Because at the first point you mentioned upon. So let's say if someone is getting 1,000 impressions out there and if they are not getting a conversion,
yeah,
for a kind of, you know, at the branding perspective, yeah, you can say that it was a success. But when we say at the sales point of view, if the client did not receive ever a single lead out there, a quality lead out there, then for them it's a kind of wastage of money out there. So what are the prominent KPIs that you would be recommending that we as a digital marketer should be using, and also the brands should be taking that into the consideration?
Yeah, really good question. And I'm going to answer with, it depends on the company and the company's stakeholders. What's critical is that you define what success is for you at the beginning, and then your KPIs are going to come from that. So if your goal is brand awareness, your KPIs are going to be different than, hey, we're just trying to be seen in this market. Great. There's a strategy for that. There's absolutely nothing wrong with it. Or I need to make $400,000 in sales, you know, this month. You're going to have very different KPIs. So talk about it ahead of time, but here's like some general stuff that I look for, and that I hold other agencies accountable to. Cause again, I mentioned the biggest frustration when people hear I'm from a marketing agency, they go, ugh, you're going to lie to me, right? Like they think we're like tricking them or something. So we rely on data to say, hey, here is what we tried transparently. And then here is the exact actions that your customers took, and here's how it ended up. Let's just put it all in front of us and work together as strategic partners. I think agencies could do a much better job of that instead of just coming to the table and saying, look at all the people I brought to your door. Really think about what the business owner cares about, which is top line revenue, but ultimately profit at the end of the day. Keep your costs down, bring in cash. So impressions are important. What is the volume of folks that have come to my door? And my door could be my physical door. It could be a phone. It could be a form fill. It could be a white paper download. There's lots of different doors when I talk about prospecting at the top of the funnel. So how many people did we bring you? What was the opportunity? How did they engage is also a critically important KPI, because that's where we can tweak. That's where we can get creative. So did they click? Did they download? Did they leave? the page because there was too much text and it was too confusing. Great, we have a creative issue, let's fix it. Did they look through 7 pages and spend an hour on your website and then label? That's interesting. So we analyze behavior and the engagement. That's really critical. And that would go for social as well. Any door. Are they really excited and they talk to like a qualifying person on the phone, and then by the time they get to the salesperson, we lose them. So great. Do we need to talk to the salesperson or the qualifying person? So there's lots. That's where all the magic happens right there in engagement. Then we look at the results side of things. When we bring them to your door and they engage with you, what happens next between consideration and closed one? So what I would look for, and remember, I'm a sales junkie. So most marketers aren't concerned with like the, what are the salespeople doing to close the deal? But if you think holistically, they're very much intertwined. And it's almost like a handshake, like a pass off. And if those two are connected, good things happen. So digitally, opportunity, engagement, and then I want to know sales stats. What was the time to close? If it's 60 days to close a deal from initial touch point, then marketing could probably come up with materials, videos, events, something that would educate the client a little bit better to make them realize, oh, I have to do this right now. I mean, I'm stupid not to do it. No brainer. Let's go. Maybe we're having a hard time communicating value. Marketing and creative can help you with that. So time to close is a great one. Let's see, dollar size, also an opportunity. You know, if a specific ad campaign for a specific service brings in on average a $20,000 deal, but an event brings in on average a $150,000 deal, it's not to say don't do both. It's maybe we should spend a little more time on the event, right? So we can also allocate spend based on deal size and engagement as well. And then closed one, did the deal close? Why or why not? Your closed lost is important as well. You know, what was the critical factor? Was it a competitor? Was it price? Was it the sales rep didn't like them? There's all these factors. So we also consider and massage in the sales process as well. And then I want a bottom line. I spent X in marketing. Here's exactly what I did. And I got Y. Mm-hmm. And we're hoping that's at least a 10% increase from this number over here. I've seen 20%, I've seen 30%, I've seen 40%, I've seen 112, right? Like it's, as long as there's return on investment, we're strategic partners and we're doing well. And you're not always going to have a huge return. There's many factors in the market. But the idea is when you're not having increased return, go back and look at those touch points and start to massage engagement and then the sales process. So very long-winded answer. I apologize. But those are the start to finish KPIs that I look for in successful marketing.
No, perfectly fine. And just to, you know, give a kind of supplement on that. So like, you know, for one of our clients, what we were doing upon, that the client was operating in different models. Like they were doing newspaper advertisement, they were doing TV ads, they were doing a kind of magazine ads, and then digital marketing and the other stuff that they were doing. Now, what we started with that okay, you are spending, let's say, X amount into digital marketing. What is the ROI that you are getting upon? Evaluate. Now, you are spending Y amount into newspaper media or, you know, media ads out there. Now, what is the ROI that you are getting upon? You are spending certain amount into television ad. Now, see what is the ROI that you are. So, what we will be able to do is that we were able to convince the client that, let's say, on digital marketing, if you are spending this much amount, then this is the result that you are getting. Now, if you are seeing that from the newspaper advertisement, you are just getting, let's say, 1/4 of the result, so suddenly you can shift the budget because now it's everything, you know, it's all about measuring out there. So, if you can measure that, then we can shift the budget from the non-performing assets to the performing assets.
Absolutely. And I think that's another, I won't say mistake, but it's like a common conversation, especially if you've never worked with an agency. I think clients come in and they say, give me a holistic, what should we be doing? I want to be on TV. I want to be on radio. I want to be digitally. Let's really saturate the market, right? And if you have all the money in the world, yeah, let's do it all. Because you can still execute those principles. Most people I talk to do not have all the money in the world, or they do and they don't want to spend it on marketing. Fair enough. So what we try and do is be targeted, and that comes back to knowing your audience. If your audience is not making purchasing decisions on television, don't spend your money there, or in print ads. Or so some of what we do as strategic partners is we come in and we do an audit of all of your existing marketing, your existing reach, what you're doing today, how it's working for you, and then we make a new plan that we feel like will get you better results. And then you grow together over time. We're gonna start here, we're gonna make it based on data, and then we can expand. Because there is times where like a newspaper ad is great and brings in business, or it's important to the community that you serve. So we don't care if it brings us in business. There's all these different conversations that we wanna have, but you're exactly right. As long as we understand what return it's providing holistically, and we're okay with spending those dollars, there's a limit. You can't like, we call it spray and pray. Don't just try a bunch of stuff and not know what it's doing for you.
Definitely. Alex, you have given a lot of advice today. Any last piece of advice that you would like to give to the audience?
I don't think I have anything specific. I hope some of this was valuable. If anybody has questions or wants to talk about this, or kind of latched on to anything that they want to talk more about, I'm passionate about educating on marketing. I think it's a very confusing space, and marketing means something different, and there's a lot of misinformation out there. So if you're interested in data-driven marketing, Spendustry and BSG marketing are your people. Let's chat, and we can always do an audit and evaluation and kind of figure out exactly where you are today in a really comfortable, respectful space, and then go from there.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, so thank you, Alex, for your time.
Of course.
It was, kind of very informative session for me and for my audience to know more about how we can use digital marketing and plan the entire process of the project that way. So thank you so much for your time, and we look forward to have you again on our show.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.